Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go to Gary in San Ramon. Hi, Gary. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just watching the replay of last night's game. So,
us too.
Anyway, yeah. Great move to get Devers. It comes with some associated good problems. Number one, though, I didn't like the batting order last night for a couple of reasons. I'd like to see Devers in the two-hole, push Adames down. And I also was wondering why Casey Schmidt was batting ahead of Yaz last night. I mean, you could have had Yaz up in that bases-loaded situation in the bottom of the ninth, and with a much better chance to have a much better at-bat. So I just don't get that,
Gary,
can
we dig in on this for a second? First of all, why do you want Devers batting second and move Adames down?
Because look around the league, Mark. You got Ohtani leading off. You got Schwarber leading off. You had Soto batting number two for the Yankees when he played there. So a lot of these teams put their best hitter, and you want to maximize their at-bats. So that's why I like the two-hole.
No doubt, but what if I responded by saying that they would really love to get Willy Adames going, and when you bat in front of your best hitter, in theory you're going to get really good pitches to hit?
Well, that remains to be seen, you know. He needs to hit because he's not a plus fielder. So, I hope it works out. But the other thing is, what was missing last night? It was missing Wilmer Flores. Now, he had one at-bat, and it was a good at-bat. But giving Casey Schmidt four at-bats and Wilmer one, that just doesn't compute for your leading RBI guy and your best clutch hitter. So they need to find a way to get Wilmer back in the lineup.
We're working on it with Devers playing first.
Yeah, and by the way, Gary, thank you for the call. Wilmer will, Bob Melvin already announced this, will be the starting first baseman tonight. So he'll be back in the lineup. Dom Smith won't be.
Facing the lefty tonight, right?
Yeah, I wonder sometimes, you know, like when you make that comparison, you got to get Schmidt out and Wilmer in. Well, so are you saying that Wilmer should play third base? I know he used to do that earlier in his career. I don't know that I want to do that defensively. As far as, you know, dropping Schmidt lower in the order, you know, I understand the point. I also can see why it's like, well, you don't want to shove Schmidt down there with the catcher and Fitzgerald because now you're really lining up all the struggling people.
Yep.
Plus, maybe you want a little right-lefty, right-lefty, right-lefty kind of action with Schmidt and Yaz. So, again, all I can usually do with a baseball manager is understand the thought process. And here's something that I thought of last night. Like, it ended up not being a clean game at all. And there were a bunch of we could second guess Bob Melvin moments. You know, bunting a couple people over for Kisner.
Right.
Was that a good move?
That was the one. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Well, and it led to a situation where then later in the game when you'd love to bunt Fitz, you couldn't do it because Logan Porter was on deck and you couldn't pinch hit for him because that was your second catcher who's already in the game. You'd have loved Fitz to bunt the guys over and then put Flores in, but you couldn't do that. So you had to put Flores in for Fitzgerald, and now a huge double play guy is batting with nobody out, runners at first and second. He ends up hitting a line shot. Casey makes the base running mistake, and rally is over. So, and then obviously all the way down to do you send Jung Hoo Lee? Like there were.
Also not having Gerard Encarnacion hurt you as well.
Probably. Because, probably
that's an extra bat you would have been able to use right in a spot where. Maybe you use him earlier, knowing that he's probably not going to get in the field, and you could double switch it.
They were all moves where I'm like, ooh, you could second guess those, but I also am like, I get the thought process. I get what you were thinking when you did that. You know, Matt Williams, I get it. Jung Hoo Lee, probably out. Probably out if you send him. The same way Casey Schmidt at the plate, probably out.
I mean,
probably.
Honestly, if I'm looking at those two probably out scenarios, I'd rather have a guy with the bases loaded and have an at bat as opposed to a tag and score on a medium deep fly ball with a gold glove outfielder who's already flashed a little bit of the arm. For me, I'd rather not take the bat out of Casey's hands, especially coming off a weekend where he did hit a grand slam. And a diet grand slam. We'll call it a diet slam.
I like that.
It's still a slam. It's a diet slam because it came off a position pitch, player pitcher, triple P's.
Yeah, in a game where you were down by like 11 runs.
Whatever. But,
yep.
I'm sure when he comes time for arbitration and negotiation, he's not going to give that one back. Actually, guys, I only had one slam that year.
Yeah.
I want to give that one back. It's a tough call. For me, I would default to keep the bat in the guy's hands.
I get it. I really do. I get it. I can also tell you that this isn't hindsight 2020. Jude will have my back. Ball was in the air. I'm screaming, send him! Send him! And then they didn't send him, and I went, God dang it, they gotta send him! Casey's gonna strike out against Class A. And then Casey struck out against Class A.
Yeah.
So,
the bigger thing was 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position.
Of course that was the thing.
I mean,
of course.
Yeah, when you get 10 hits as a Giant team, you should win the ball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you did enough. Defensively, you were a little shaky, but it didn't totally burn you. The Adames error didn't hurt you. The Ramos overplay didn't cost you 90 feet. He probably would have doubled anyway, but just overall a little loose and a little sloppy.
Not a clean game.
Right.
I think Bob Melvin would have said it. By the way, speaking of Bomell and the question that that Gary had with regard to moving Adames down and maybe batting Devers second, Bomell talked about the pitches that Adames will see batting in front of Devers.
It's one game, but Willie got some pretty good pitches to hit today. So I think, you know, as I said, was saying earlier in the day, you always know where he is. You always know when his spot's coming up, and you don't want to put guys on base ahead of him. You know, the one time they did, he hits the ball in a gap and scores a run. So, I don't know. As a quick look, it crossed my mind, too, that Willie got some pretty good pitches to hit today.
Okay. So, again, that's all I can really – it's like Jim Bowden talked about this yesterday. He almost made the manager sound like – it's like you don't even need to think about that in baseball anymore. He's like, you have Bob Melvin. Bob Melvin's won manager of the year before. Bob Melvin knows what he's doing. This is either going to sink or swim based on what the players go do. And he's right. If I look at last night's game, there's plenty of second guessing I could do with Bomell, but the actual plays that ruined the game in many ways were made by the players. Bob Melvin did not tell Casey Schmidt to go halfway to third base on a line drive to the left fielder. That's not Bob Melvin.
No.
That's the players.
Yeah.
So I don't worry too much about Bomell. Not every decision is going to work out, but I understand what he's doing when he does it.
I'm going to try to do a deep dive tonight on the sacrifice bunt, because it feels like the Giants are bunting guys over at a higher rate than the major league average. I obviously can't confirm nor deny because I haven't done the research, but the idea that you're going to bunt a guy over for Kisner, who's hitting 0.95, that for me feels like a lower percentage play than having Casey Schmidt bat with the bases loaded.
Time and place.
Right.
Obviously, you're talking about a very, very different inning. That was much earlier. What inning was that, the Kisner thing?
That was the fourth or the fifth. I'll find it.
Yeah, I'd also point out that like when we do, he's hitting 0.95. I mean, we're talking about how many at-bats so far for Kisner. I mean, he's been to the plate 20 times.
Yep.
Essentially.
And it was the fourth. And with nobody out, you go ahead and bunt Fitzgerald. So now you got second, third for Kisner and then Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
And yeah, fly ball, Kiz. Give me a fly ball and we got the lead.
And he can do that.
Oh, and he did. To the catcher.
Well.
Tough to tag up when you pop out to the catcher.
Right, yeah. You need to do it a little bit different. I get it. But by the same token, you know, I think much earlier in the game, at times that can make sense. And then let's not beat around the bush here. Some of these guys that we're calling out, like all of these names, they're in there because someone else is hurt. And I know Patrick Bailey hadn't been hitting the ball either. But Casey Schmidt is in there because Matt Chapman is hurt.
Yeah, and Kisner's in there because Bailey's hurt.
Right. And now Bailey is not hurt anymore. Right. So you won't have to worry. You don't have Kisner to kick around anymore.
Well, we got Bailey to kick around.
Yeah.
A guy who, you know, is hitting better than Kisner, but not by a lot, with more plate appearances.
Not by a lot.
But... And I think that this answers the caller's question about the lineup, and you did it very astutely, where if you put Schmidt down to seven, now you've got three basically automatic outs. I know Fitzgerald can hit a little bit every now and again.
Right. Nobody's struggling right now. Yeah. There's no two ways about
and
it.
And Schmidt's not really struggling, but you put Yaz down at seven, and you do have the righty-lefty stagger, and it prevents that bottom three of the order from being just three automatic outs.
Totally. But, yeah, if you even think about the way they did the lineup last night, remember, because Dom Smith was in there, you are going, let's see, lefty, Jung-Hoo Lee, righty, Willie Adames, lefty, Rafael Devers, righty, Elliot Ramos, lefty, Dom Smith, righty Casey Schmidt, lefty Mike Yastrzemski, righty Tyler Fitzgerald. You get what they're doing. You get what they're doing. They are preventing, they're attempting to prevent a reliever from coming in with a three batter minimum and having an advantage on a stretch of the lineup. That's part of the thought process.
Right.
So I get that. Again, does it always work? No. Do I get it? Yeah, I get it.
Well, and Yaz had three hits, so
yeah.
He's in the seven hole and he had three hits, so that feels to me like a win for that maneuver. And, you know, Casey Schmidt, he had one hit and the big strikeout when you rather would have had somebody else at the plate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Played, I'm sure.
Bomel also said this just about Devers' first day in general.
You have to realize that he's been in Boston his whole career, and now all of a sudden he's here, and we're all excited about it. It's a completely different environment. It's a completely different team. He doesn't really know anybody on the team and shows up and already a fan favorite, you know, gets a couple good at-bats, a couple hits, drives in a run for us. You know, there's a lot going on emotionally, and, you know, we just assume that everything's great. And, you know, it's hard to do what he did today. So that's what impressed me the most, was just how comfortable he looked in a completely different place for the first time in his career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether you want to look at it through that lens and give Rafi Devers a lot of credit for being in a new place, I think there's something to be said for it, even in a small sample, just because of you know, what we're talking about with regard to Willie Adames this year. Like, we've given Willie Adames 3 months of, hey, relax, this is brand new and this is hard and he's pressing And Devers came. Devers, second at bat, he's already like, oh, that's Triples Alley. Now yeah. he only got a double out of it. But, hey, there's Triples Alley, and he's already rocketing a couple of line drives to the outfield.
Yeah, and he's a guy who you can just see is a really smart hitter. And, you know, from all the reports I've heard and the people I've talked to, he really started to adapt his swing to Fenway, where he was able to realize, oh, that big green thing is only about 310 away, and I can just pepper it with line drives. And 1 year early in his career, I think he had 52 doubles, and that's just a Fenway special where you're just slapping it off the monster. And now with this ballpark, you start to figure out not only where can I get it out of the park, but where do the hits live? And already in game one, he's like, that right center looks pretty spacious. Let me see if I can drive it out there.
There was a stat I saw the other day, yesterday, and I got to go find it. 5 to 7 years or so, I think Devers might actually lead Major League Baseball in extra base hits.
Over the last 5 years?
Something like that. 5, 7 years, whatever it is. I think he's right up there. He's right up there with Judge. He might even be number one because of what you're pointing out, because of all those monster doubles.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.